Greetings and welcome to the Audio Tidbits Podcast Network. We hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome to How to Matter, where to matter makes a difference, and to make a difference matters. In each episode of How to Matter, I suggest one tip you may find useful as you pursue making a difference to people who make a difference to you. Before I sat down to record this particular episode of How to Matter, I was listening to some other podcasts, and in the back of my mind, I thought that negotiations would be a good topic for How to Matter on this particular day. At any rate, I was listening to those podcasts, and the more I listened, the more intimidated I became. I started out by listening to a couple of things on NPR, and of course they had that big FM radio kind of quality about it, you know, a very professional, full kind of sound and so forth, and I thought, I can never do that. You know, I could try for a week or a month or a year, and probably would never get up to that level of audio quality. Then I listened to a couple of podcasts about podcasting and listened to Dave Jackson, who is a podcaster, an expert on podcasting. I listened to Rob Walsh, who is a similar expert on podcasting and podcasts. And my level of intimidation continued to increase. And then I began to think about times when I have been intimidated, times when I have felt like the odd man out, so to speak. One of the first times I remember that happening was when I was a freshman at Ohio University. I was in an English class, and the teacher was Miss Gray. I remember her name vividly. You always remember vividly the names of people that you have particularly unhappy or unpleasant experiences with. At any rate, she was suggesting to me that perhaps getting some tutoring in English would be a good thing. And so I casually asked her where to go, and she told me where the building was. I said, "Where is that at?" Now, I was from southeastern Ohio, and we very frequently talk like that. I grew up with people who talk like that. I always talk like that. Except she was appalled that I put an "at" at the end of my sentence. Her response to that was to say, "I think that tutoring for you is a waste of time. The truth of the matter is that you're simply too illiterate to be a college student." Now, how's that for intimidation? At any rate, it seemed to have not been true, since I did graduate from Ohio University and have done pretty well beyond that from an educational point of view. But that was the first real episode that I remember in terms of being totally intimidated. Of course, I grew up in a small town and went to a small high school, so in that particular environment, I was one of the smart kids. I can also remember being intimidated the first day I went to class at OU and quickly discovered that there were a lot of smart kids, and on the surface, at least, a lot of them were smarter than I was. So I started out at OU being intimidated, and then, of course, Miss Gray added to my misery. It didn't have any lasting effect, but we do remember those little things, don't we? I also recall being totally intimidated by Dr. Snyderman, who was a professor in the PhD program at Ohio State. The first paper I wrote for Dr. Snyderman, the situation went like this. I heard him yell rather loudly out his office door, "Is a D passing in graduate school?" And since I had an appointment with him, I was a little uneasy. at any rate, I went in and talked to him probably for about an hour. He was very nice about it, telling me that I seemed not to know what I was doing, and suggested that I go back and think about whether or not being in graduate school was an appropriate place for me to be. Well, you know, I did go back and I checked things out and talked with some of the other students, and I found out what they did to get an A, and being the very bright person that I am, I copied their technique, not their papers, not the content, but followed their style as an outline for me. When I did that, the next paper I sent to Dr. Snyderman got an A. So the intimidation that I originally felt was from lack of knowledge, lack of understanding, lack of knowing what the appropriate thing was to do. Of course, the same thing was true with Miss Gray and in many, many other situations. The truth of the matter is that it's probably also true with podcasting, although I still think that to get the quality that Rob Welch and Dave Jackson and NPR and other broadcasting professionals get is simply a pipe dream, something I'm not going to achieve. But I think I'll still just hang in there, which of course brings me to today's tip. There are a lot of things and a lot of people along the way that will intimidate us, will make us question our ability, will make us uncertain about how competent or capable we are. The point is that if we stop, if we give in to that intimidation, if we let that intimidation back us off, cause us not to proceed, then it turns out that we were right. We can't do this. We can't do that. We aren't capable of this. We aren't capable of that. We'll never be that good. Alternatively, if we hang in and give it our best shot day after day, we have a reasonable opportunity to succeed. We have a reasonable opportunity to move on down the road. So the conclusion? Throw up your hands and quit, if that's what you have to do. But you'd probably be better advised to hang in and give it your best shot. Thanks for listening to this episode of How to Matter. I'm Dr. Gary Crow. My website is howtomatter.net, where you can find everything you need to know about getting in touch or subscribing to the podcast. I hope we have a chance to visit again soon.